Hour of the Olympics. Chapter 1, Just One More.
You awake?
Annie's voice came out of the dark.
Yep,
said Jack from his bed.
Get up,
said Annie.
We have to get to the treehouse before sunrise.
I'm ready, said Jack.
He threw back his covers and jumped out of bed. He was wearing his jeans and t-shirt.
You slept in your clothes?
Asked Annie.
I didn't want to waste any time, said Jack.
He pulled on his backpack. Annie laughed.
You must really be excited about going to ancient Greece, she said.
Yep, said Jack.
Do you have your secret library card?
Asked Annie.
Yeah, do you? Said Jack.
Sure, put it in your backpack, she said.
She handed her card to him.
I'll carry the flashlight.
All set, said Jack.
They tiptoed downstairs and out the door. Outside, the air was fresh and cool.
There's no moon, said Annie. Just stars.
She turned on her flashlight.
Ta-da,
she said.
Let's go.
They followed the beam of light across their yard and up the street. Jack was thrilled to be going to ancient Greece, but something worried him.
What do you think will happen after we go to Greece? He asked Annie. Is this our last mission ever?
Oh, I hope not, said Annie. What do you think?
I don't know. Let's ask Morgan, said Jack.
Hurry,
said Annie. They started running. The flashlight beam flew in front of them, lighting the way. They slowed to a walk when they got to the Frog Creek woods. The thick woods were pitch black. Annie shined the flashlight upward as they walked between the trees. Finally, they found the magic treehouse.
We're here,
Annie called.
Go on up, said Jack.
Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. Annie shined the flashlight around the treehouse. Morgan Le Fay was sitting at the window. She covered her eyes when the light hit her face.
Turn off the light, please, Annie, she said softly.
Annie turned it off.
Welcome, Morgan said in the dark. Are you ready for your next mission?
Yes,
said Annie. Then her voice got quiet.
This isn't our last one ever, is it?
Ask me that question after this mission, said Morgan.
We want to go on more, said Jack.
You're very brave to say that, said Morgan. You've had three very hard journeys as master librarians.
Oh, they weren't so hard, said Jack.
You risked your life to save the lost story of Hercules, said Morgan.
It was nothing, said Annie.
And the Chinese story of the Silk Weaver, said Morgan. And the Irish story of the serpent monster Sarf.
Thank you.
You're welcome, said Jack and Annie.
Now, said Morgan, for the last story.
Jack heard a rustling sound. Here is the title, Morgan said. You can shine your light on it, Annie. Annie turned the flashlight back on. She shined it on the paper.
Wow, is that Greek? Asked Jack.
It certainly is, said Morgan.
She reached into her robe again and pulled out a book.
For your research, she said.
Jack took the book from her. Annie shined her flashlight on the cover. They read the title, A Day in Ancient Greece.
Now, what must you always remember? Asked Morgan.
Our research book will guide us, said Jack.
But in our darkest hour, only the lost story can save us, said Annie.
Morgan nodded.
And you must show your secret library cards to the wisest person you meet, she said.
Don't worry, we will. Bye,
said Annie. Jack shivered with excitement as he pointed at the book's cover.
I wish we could go there, he said.
And I wish we could go on lots of other missions, Annie added.
The wind began to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was silent. Absolutely silent.
Chapter 2. Any girls here?
Jack opened his eyes. Warm sunshine streamed into the treehouse.
We sure don't need the flashlight here, he said.
Look, Morgan gave us clothes like the ones we wore in Pompeii, said Annie.